Dan Henderson is Executive Director of Richmond Urmat Aid Foundation, and he's here to talk about their upcoming event and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Ken.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the Richmond Urmat Aid Foundation.
This is our 22nd year, founded by two moms who lost their only sons to AIDS as a way to both honor their sons' memory and to raise money for the kind of agencies that took care of their sons before they died. And for the last 21 years, you know, we're specific to raising funds for as many local AIDS organizations as we could. And last year, we expanded to also include hunger programs and homeless youth programs.
How did you get involved?
One of the sons, Doug Urmat, was my partner and I's best friend. And backtrack a little bit. When the first son died, John Richmond, he was friends with a lot of the local entertainment committee, cabaret, beach blanket people. He did a lot of costume design, set design. And his friends got together and threw a benefit for him, and that was in 1990. When Doug died in 1994, the two moms called us, because they were lifelong friends and had become roommates at that point, and said, we did this for John. Would you help us do this again for Doug? And, of course, we said yes. We had lost so many friends to AIDS at that point that it seemed like, you know, something significant that we could try to do besides write a little checks here and there to different organizations. So we took it on the very first year and said, okay, we'll just do a nice little benefit. And it was very successful, and we raised about $67,000 the first year, sold out the Palace Fine Arts. Thought, wow, this is fun. Let's keep it going. Thinking that that might be maybe, you know, for 4 or 5 years and we'd be done. Here we are 22 years later and we're not done. So we're still doing it.
Tell us about your upcoming event on February 1st.
Well, one of the programs that we do to raise money is what we call our One Night Only Cabaret Series. They're benefit cabarets with touring Broadway cast when they hit the town. And we've worked with about probably 50 different touring casts at this point. And this one is coming up is with the current cast of Jersey Boys, which is going to be opening on January 20th at the Orpheum Theater. This will be, I think, the third touring cast of Jersey Boys that we will have worked with. But some people think these are like concert versions of their shows that we do, but you won't hear any music from Jersey Boys. You'll hear their cast doing an entirely different show. It's going to be great fun. There's an after party with the cast afterwards for an additional ticket price, and that's the chance for people to sort of meet and mingle with the cast. The tickets include complimentary cocktails and wine and desserts and just a chance to get to know, take pictures, get autographs, and anything they want to do with the cast.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
As a gay man, that's one of the most important things I think in my life, is trying to have equality and full rights like everybody else. I've been involved with HIV/AIDS fundraising for the last, well, now 22 years, but I've been around and seen the impact that HIV has had on our community, and I've seen the changes in the community. We've fought hard for the rights that we have, and it's advanced much faster than I ever thought it would be, having marriage equality and everything else across the country, not just one or two places. It's been a huge impact, although I know right now we have a Republican caucus coming up that are trying to change all of that, and it's not a time to let our guard down. We have to fight harder than ever to make sure that the rights that we've won continue to exist and that we continue to advance.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I'd like to make sure that we don't have certain segments of our population continuing to try to take it away from us. Like I said, we've worked hard to get the equality that we have so that it's a norm. You know, I think we're getting there. I think we've got public perception. I think you look at the media, you look at, you know, television, movies, and everything else. When you used to have a gay character, it was usually extreme, and now the gay characters are often the heroes or the normal people, and everybody else are the crazies. So I think that's been a really nice improvement in what we see and how we're presented to the general population.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Of course, it gets better, but I say just stick it out, because it will get better. Teens are always growing into their emotions and their adulthood and their hormones, and everything is raging, and they're dealing with so many pressures. And I think, you know, in today's world, there are more and more pressures all the time. But it's disturbing to see that trend that's happening with LGBT youth. I've lost a couple of friends that have committed suicide, and I've had, within the last couple of years, a couple of young friends of mine who come to me, they weren't quite teens, but they weren't much out of their teens, and tell me that they've attempted that. And I'm astounded. I mean, these are young people who have bright futures. They're educated. They're smart. They've got a lot going for them. But that pressure, that peer pressure, or things that they perceive in their lives as more than they can deal with, can be overwhelming. And, you know, you can have that at any age, but teens in particular, I think, have a harder time adjusting to that. They've been coddled for their early years, and now they're reaching a point where they're trying to become adults, and they're being bombarded with all of this negativity. And bullying is something that it's gone from being just personal bullying to a lot of cyberbullying, and I think that makes it harder for a lot of kids to overcome that. But if they do stick it out, if they can just reach out to somebody, and that's our job too, is to reach out to them and let them know that we're here, they can talk to us, we can give them our support, our advice, our comfort, and it will get better. You will get through it, and life will go on, and eventually you can be the person you are meant to be.
How can people get info about your February 1st event?
They can go to our website, which is www.helpisontheway.org. We actually have several URLs, REEF, Richmond Urban Aid Foundation, .org. But the easiest for most people to remember is helpisontheway.org.
What other projects are you working on?
We're working on a full year of programming right now. We have our big galas that come up every year. We have one in the summer called Help Is On The Way, and that's a big musical variety show, gala concert with big receptions before, big receptions afterwards, big dance parties after. We have a holiday version in December called Help Is On The Way for the Holidays. And aside from the One Night Only series, we have quite a few lining up this year. This is a good year for Broadway shows coming to the Bay Area. And we expect our next one's going to be with the cast of Cabaret. We have a concert with internet sensation Steve Grand coming up in May. We're going to be the beneficiary of the Napa Wine Train's big gay pride ride. So there's a lot of things we're lining up, and everything we do is raising money for the causes we support.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, I think it's a question that I think too many people have stopped asking, and that's, why is AIDS still an issue? And it's an issue because we still don't have a cure for it. We have treatments, we have a lot of advances, we have research for a cure, which is looking really, really promising, but we don't have a cure, and too many people think that it's over. Corporations have stopped funding it because they think, oh, it's yesterday's news. Even for events like ours, they come because they think it's a great entertainment event. They're not coming as much for the cause. And one of the reasons we expanded our funding areas that we fund now are because of that perception. By expanding what we fund, people will continue to come. They will see the cause. They'll become more educated again about the need for AIDS funding. We'll be able to keep funneling more money into AIDS services and continue to keep that moving as well. We're not there yet. We see the finish line, but we haven't crossed it. We can't stop until we do.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
It's pretty basic for me. It kind of goes back to when I was a child and learning quotes from the Bible, then Cain and Abel, am I my brother's keeper? And to me, yes, we are our brother's keeper. It's up to us to help those who can't help themselves, who are less fortunate, and to keep the progress moving on all the things that move all of us forward. We do have to take care of each other. It's kind of like our responsibility. That's the way I personally feel.